Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hi guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's a ramble.
It's a ramble.
It's a ramble. Extravaganza. All right, you top me.
This mic is so tall.
Naz has Jared standing by my side because she wants to talk about our first topic with him. It was announced today, the day that we're recording this, that Patrick Mahomes is making $110 million. Yes, that's
no, 500.
What did I say?
$1 million.
Oh, you knew what I meant. I was just about to say $500 million. You guys probably didn't know that's what I meant. $510 million.
No!
$510 million.
No, it's a 10-year deal for $503 million. Patrick Mahomes. Okay. And literally LeBron James, I was walking into the podcast, LeBron James tweeted him and goes, yo, can I borrow $5? And I'm just sitting here trying to pay rent in LA. You know, it's not that expensive. And I need Jared to weigh in because I don't get it.
You guys, this is without endorsements. Dollars. You can tack another $500 million. I mean, $500 million. Sorry, I'm really bad with numbers, especially when they're not written down. $500 million.
It's okay.
For endorsements for him over the next 10 years, too.
I don't know about 500 million endorsements.
Okay, you come near.
I don't know about 500 million. But yeah, I mean, if he'll have a chance to be a billionaire. He'll be pretty close, which is insane. This is the biggest sports contract in the history of sports.
So
he's the highest paid player ever.
Is he good?
Ever. Yeah.
He's really good.
She knows.
And he's going to be really good.
But is he half a billion dollars worth good?
Probably.
Like when there's other people that are like also very good
in comparison?
Yeah,
yes.
It's supply and demand. It's sickening to say that, but according to the market of sport athletes, yeah, he's worth that money, which is insane.
Damn.
But also there's incentives in there. Like, for example, every single year he has a $1 million incentive to make the AFC Championship and be the NFL MVP.
So he gets more.
No. Oh. That's a part of the contract. So actually right now it's about like $477 million. And then with the incentives, if he reaches it, 503. So if he reaches all the incentives, he gets $503 million. Insanity.
Once you have 470, you're like, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
I'll be fine with that.
After you make $75,000, you are equally as happy as someone that makes this much money.
How much I think statistically it's like 73,000.
That's what she said.
Wow, yeah. Your numbers are off.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So you're right.
Can I just say one more thing?
I just want to put this in perspective really quickly. So because obviously Tom Brady, greatest quarterback of all time, he's played for 20 seasons.
You can't go any conversation talking football without
If you're going to compare Patrick Mahomes' contract, you have to compare him with his peers.
Agreed.
Which is Tom Brady. Tom Brady, over 20 seasons.
Tom's always been low.
Yes. 230. So Tom Brady so far in his career has made $235 million. Drew Brees, 19 seasons, has made $245 million. Peyton Manning played 18 seasons, made $249 million, and Patrick Mahomes just signed a $450
million. So it's half the time, twice the amount.
Yeah, but now it's just
one-tenth of the time.
Yeah, he hasn't even started.
Imagine the amount of, like, the difference between playing in 2000 and the numbers that you'd be making in 2000 versus the numbers you're making in 2020.
I don't know. This is a huge I don't get it for me. This is crazy.
Yeah, I think it just puts...
But you know what's crazier? Oh, I'm so sorry, my love.
I'm going to
I'm so sorry, babe. But you told me about that base baseball player last year who made more, and I don't even know his name. Patrick Mahomes, if everybody knows his name.
It just shows you that baseball's falling behind, no offense.
It's not, no offense, but if I didn't watch the Super Bowl, I would not know who Patrick Mahomes is.
You are the rarity here.
You are the rarity. The NFL
No,
is
you guys live like in this East Coast football
all you have
bubble.
To do, I'm not trying to be a jerk. All you have to do is look at the stats. The NFL is probably three times as big as the MLB.
I don't think people that don't watch football know. Did you? You didn't know.
Of course I know who Patrick Mahomes is. But like, also, but baseball like, players play a million times
him?
More games.
Nobody knows who
Lauren
Mike Trout
knows
is.
About him. I have I had no idea who Mike Trout was, and he's making the same amount.
But he plays Trout's a lot of like games. Yeah. Like he's playing all year.
Well, baseball players usually have been the highest contracts of all time. Yeah, and this is the first time an NFL player has been
like more
than a baseball
player. Okay, that makes sense. That makes
my question was, how much of that is guaranteed? Like, what if he like has a career-ending injury?
There's certain things in the contract. Like, for example, Tanner, of course, was sending this because Tanner's a Kansas City fan, after 3 years, I think Kansas City has an out due to injury. There's all these things, you know, that they put into contracts. Mahomes has an out, like, you know, in 5 years or some shit like that. I don't know. All these contracts. And plus, they'll probably, like, if Mahomes, you know, starts sucking in 4 or 5 years, they can just renegotiate and rip this
And Jared, how much does he get a year? Is that split into, like, 10 years? So he only gets 503 or 4 or whatever split into 10? Or does he get it all lump sum right away?
Well, the way they kind of navigate this, sometimes they backload contracts. For example, Joe Flacco signed a very, very big deal a few years ago. And he was averaging about like $30 million per year. Mm-hmm. But in the first year, he only made 8. In the second year, he made 14. In the third year, so on and forth. So his last year of his contract, he was due to make like $44 million.
Got it. So it's like all, it's all just as different.
So it could be backloaded. So that's why a lot of times guaranteed money comes up, because that's the money they're guaranteed to make. Comparably, a lot of contracts that are signed, players don't see the entirety of the money because it's fiddled with, it's backloaded. Right. Like I said, like, sure, so if you do an annual of $30 million per year, they could give you $8 million the first year and then give you $50 the last year.
So what's Patrick's guaranteed?
He's guaranteed, I think, to make like 170 mil, no matter what. Like he could retire and make $170 million.
Oh, so well, that's nothing. Like, he's a peasant.
An $18 million house.
Yeah.
That would be a reasonable purchase.
I'm really glad we did this talk. That was very helpful, Jared. High five.
But it's really nice.
Pandemic, just kidding.
Elbow
tap. Oh, well, now I have
to. I don't know. This elbow thing is a little weird for me. If you're like that close.
Elbow doesn't make sense.
No, it's like, okay, you can pound me. Just pound me. My knuckles, like these elbows.
I do toe tap with the shoes on.
I like toe taps. So cool.
Yeah, that's better. That's
thank
cooler.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
This elbows thing is like the anti-cool to me.
Absolutely.
I can see that. You're right.
Well, then why don't you high five people?
No, I'm not saying I want my hand touched. I'm just saying the elbow thing is
gotta
nerdy.
Do the toe tap.
I'd rather the toe tap.
Yeah, toe tap.
Toe tap, it looks cooler.
Mm-hmm. Looks like you're doing the TikTok dance.
That's what someone asked me, and I felt so old. They go, are you doing the TikTok dance? See? I go, I don't know what that is.
There you go.
So you're telling me you're at some sort of cookout, and you go up to like your aunt, and you're supposed to be like, oh, toe touch.
Yeah. What do you mean? To save lives? You can't toe tap?
Elbows, you get so close anyway. That is such a mom thing. Your mom loves elbows, too.
I can't toe tap like my bro. Like, I'm not going to go up to Tanner and be like, toe tap, bro.
Yes, you can.
Here's the thing.
Oh, my
we
God.
We don't need
yes,
to.
Yes, you can. Toxic we don't have masculinity. You can toe tap.
You guys, we don't need to touch when we say hello, okay? Hello. I don't need to touch you.
Yeah.
That's like, I, as somebody who doesn't like touching a lot, like, as a person, who's a touchy person, but only a touchy person with my family,
right.
I am not minding this.
Listen, I also don't mind if the handshake goes away for life.
And I don't need to hug people I see regularly.
I don't need to say hello, a touch, hello, but goodbye needs kind of a finale, you know? So a hug is a nice finale, like, all right, I'm out, you know?
I will say, going on these social distance dates, it is kind of weird actually to walk up to someone you don't know and
just
not,
stand there.
Yeah, you just stand it. You just kind stand. Of bizarre. It's like, hi.
It's like, now,
yeah,
what
I
now?
Know it is
you
weird.
Need
no,
the hug
I know
to
it's
break
weird.
That weird tension.
Yes.
Like, it's so funny.
Look, it's definitely weird when you walk into somebody's house who you haven't seen in like 3 or 4 months, like when we did with Jade the other day.
Yeah.
And not give him a hug. But at the same time, I'm like, whatever.
If you're wearing a mask, can you give him a hug? Or that's bad too.
I just, know. Why
you got
touch
corona
anyone?
On your clothes?
I don't know. I think it's unnecessary.
I don't think corona
human
goes from
contact
clothes
is
to clothes.
Repulsive.
But Wait, can I just say that Patrick Mahomes is really cute and has a very sweet personality? And
yes, he's very endearing. I really like him. He's the most endearing.
And I take it back. I would know who Patrick Mahomes is if I didn't watch the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I'm super excited to tell you guys about something that has just saved me so much time. So obviously, a lot of us are at home. We're not really able to go out and shop right now. And I still have to do a lot of stuff on camera. So Stitch Fix is this website. It's a personal styling website that has saved me so much time and agony when it comes to online shopping. It is so, so cool. So you log on, there's a style quiz and it asks you, it shows you a bunch of different outfits and it's like, do you like this outfit? And you can say yes or no. Do you like this outfit? Yes or no. So it tailors it to you. Then you literally input like your measurements, what style you like, even down to the type of jewelry you wear, like gold tone or silver tone. And what's so awesome is that they send you clothes based on the answers that you input in your style quiz. And the clothes, when they come, it's like such a surprise and it's so exciting. And I actually loved everything Stitch Fix sent me. At first, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But it is so great and such a time saver and so convenient and such a great subscription to have, especially now because I know most of us are online shopping. And that's why I'm just so excited to tell you guys about it. So Stitch Fix is a personal styling company. They bring you the world of fashion and style and a completely different and fun way to find clothes that you will love. Trust me. All you guys have to do to get started is go to stitchfix.com/get it. You set up your profile, just like I was explaining to you, like how I did it. And they'll deliver great looks personalized just for you in your clothes, in your styles, in your budget. And guess what? All you have to pay is a $20 styling fee for each fix, which is credited towards anything you end up keeping. And you can schedule it at any time. There's no subscription required. Plus, shipping, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. So basically, Stitch Fix does all the hard work for you. They make great style effortless for everybody, including women, men, and kids. This is not just for women. I know I sound really excited right now, guys, but I like genuinely am. So get started today at stitchfix.com/get it. You'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/get it for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/get it.
On a completely opposite note, we discovered that we have an I don't get it this week, and that is certain ice cream flavors.
Oh, yeah.
I am, you know, I only do chocolate, guys. I do chocolate, and then I'll do a soft serve vanilla, and I'll do... I'll do a mint chocolate chip, but only get this if it's green.
Oh yeah, I think it's 100% cool if it's green. With you. Fabulous, only green. Fuck that white chocolate chip. There's no mint flavor in that.
Well, there is, but like I want it to be green and look cool. It reminds me. Oh my God, Lauren, you're gonna freak out. Everybody else out there may not know what the heck I'm talking
Everyone
about.
Everyone else may not freak. It's a cartoon.
No, it's actually not.
A deep cut. An Iconetti deep cut.
We need a soundboard where when Ashley goes, oh, it reminds me of. I'm gonna go deep cut.
The rest of us will not understand what Ashley and Lauren are about to say.
Please
right now
for the next minute and a half.
Go ahead. So Lauren, do you remember we had those ice creams for our play kitchen, like our play kitchen?
Yes.
And we had an ice cream that we put a Velcro. Scoop that would go on it, and you can stack those Velcro scoops. And
the little plastic one,
yeah. And the mint chocolate chip was a green one.
Yes.
Yeah,
that looks good.
So anyway, what we were talking about is we don't understand when people have rum raisin white mint chocolate chip.
Well, it was funny because to me, mint chocolate. So I have a category of ice cream in my head is that I call old lady flavors, and mint chocolate chip is one of them. I'm sorry to offend anyone. So to me, mint chocolate chip. Pistachio. Rum raisin.
Who wants raisins anywhere in life?
I like raisins in bread.
Raisin bread or cinnamon raisin bagels.
Cinnamon raisin bagels.
But my mom, it's like, Mom, can you just buy Ben and Jerry's? And she would literally buy like pistachio.
That's disgusting. And it's what like, the fuck,
this
guys?
This is not what I want after dinner.
What about like green tea ice cream?
Oh my God. Everybody's in it to
Is it the avocado ice cream? People are eating avocado ice cream on the regular, and it sounds, that's disgusting.
I will say when like Froyo was in, I do remember dabbling or sampling the taro, which is, I do believe is a family of the sweet potato.
Ew.
It was really? Actually bomb. But again, a sample, I would not pay to have it in my bucket.
No.
But soft serve is, I mean, yogurt. Frozen yogurt, Froyo, is not a thing anymore. It's all about
well, it is a thing, but it's all about trendy.
Real ice cream now. And yeah, if you eat those flavors, I don't know. I'm going to judge you a little, I think.
You used to think like going to Yogurtland or Sweet Frog was like healthy because you're eating yogurt, but I'm stacking with brownies, M&Ms, sprinkles, whipped cream, chocolate syrup.
It's trick-or-treating at an ice cream place. It's... I love
perfect
Froyo. Let me not
comparison. But then remember how like the actual yogurt itself would be like 150 calories? Like,
yeah, it was actually it's like, pretty good. Mm-hmm. If you can control yourself.
Lauren doesn't get that I love a hard chocolate chip, a hard just chocolate ice cream with gummy bears in it.
Why do you get that? That sounds delicious.
Why would gummy bears be an ice cream?
Well, because it's like, I can understand the coldness and the texture. Like there's a chocolate-covered gummy bear.
And there's something about the textures together and then just the fruity flavor with the chocolate.
I don't get it.
It's funny because that's actually not what I would go for. I go for...
You get what,
Oreos
ice cream?
Oreos and chocolate
I
chips.
I don't get Oreos in ice cream.
Coconut flakes and... I put a lot of random stuff in there.
You go to get cookies. Proper ice cream maybe like once a month and you go and you get gummy bears to ruin the texture, you know?
I had a phase where I would only go to Pinkberry. I would allow myself to go to Pinkberry because they don't allow you to hold the topping shovel. They do it for you.
No.
So I was like, this is a little more probably proportional to the calorie intake I'm supposed to have.
Yes, yes.
But the tart and the honeycomb at Pinkberry. Oh my God. When have you ever had like honeycomb on anything?
I think that sounds like an allergic reaction
like the cereal?
For me.
No, it was like real honeycomb.
Oh.
No, the honeycomb cereal would have been amazing. Honeycomb sounds like an allergic reaction to happen.
Honey, people are allergic if you're not eating the honey from your region of the world.
That's Wait, true. What?
Yes.
Lauren,
that
is that real?
Yes. Yeah,
there it's is not real.
That. It's 100%
it's
real.
Everyone Google it.
It's about the pollen in the area.
The pollen you are used to is what you eat. Like if you got a honeycomb from New York or something, you would be like, have an allergic reaction to it.
That's not true because like when you travel and you have like honey at like hotels and it's in the little Ashley jar, isn't it local honey?
Ashley had honey on a plane one time and it and she almost died.
Wait, Ashley, that's not funny.
Not funny.
Well, I got like a little snack thing or it was like a yogurt that I had.
Because she eats everything on the airplane.
Yeah, duh. So then I'm like, I had it and then all of a sudden... my throat started getting really scratchy, like my whole digestive system, which is usually when I have a allergic reaction. It has to do with my like digestive system just gets like uncomfortable and I can barely explain it. So it was like from my throat, like through my stomach.
Swollen, like inflamed.
Yeah, maybe it was like a swollen.
Yeah. So like tingly almost. So it was from my throat to like to my stomach and like intestine area.
Oh my God.
And it probably lasted like a half an hour to 40 minutes in like its intensity. And I texted my dad from the plane. I'm like, dad, I think I'm having an allergic reaction to the honey that I had. And he like asked me his symptoms and stuff and whatnot. And then the weirdest thing ever was a couple months later, somebody goes, my friend sat next to you on a plane. And
wait, you shared this story.
Did I?
Oh yeah.
And then somebody was, and then my friend saw you texting your dad that you were having an allergic reaction. And I was like, wow. That's weird.
Very they invasive. Were looking at your text?
Very yes, on my
remember
computer.
We talked about this. Oh, so invasive.
That's weird. Okay. Yeah. But that being... that having that feeling of being allergic and
in
overthinking
an
could bring
so
on
scary.
Could bring on a panic attack and make you think your throat is closing even more than it was.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's so scary.
It's really scary to discover that you have an allergy on a plane. So I haven't had honey in that kind of form since, like maybe like mixed into like something that already had honey in it, like those bars that I like.
Right. Don't what experiment before going
macro,
on a plane.
Go macro.
Hey, you guys! Shout out to Go Macro. They're amazing.
Wait, can we? I think we need to give a shout out to a company that we love so much that we've never talked about.
Perrier, but also
Perrier
what about-
Slim Flavor Carbonated Mineral Water is, I hope you're listening right now. Ashley got me into them. I never liked sparkling water. I'm drinking La Orange. That's my favorite flavor, but also pink grapefruit and also lime. But Ashley said that if you put
lemon, like squeezed real lemon into the lime when it tastes like a Sprite. And she's absolutely correct. And it's the greatest invention. And I think it should be called the Ashley Eye.
Oh, thank you.
Zero calories, zero sodium, all the flavor.
I'm
Perrier. But it's not.
It's
not a fucking ad.
Excuse me. Perrier.
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 La Orange.
La Orange.
You guys, I also want to give a shout out to Ethel Ambrosia. Ethel Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Because,
hell yeah.
Again, you guys, that's our favorite summer jello shot. It's an adult jello shot. It comes in a
push pop.
So it's really classy. Check their website out.
The girl's
a fan, so I just wanted to give her another shout out because she's an amazing product and she obviously has amazing taste.
Yeah, Hunter's clearly a very weird guy who like has his friends over all the time and like hangs out with people like all the time. So he's really weird, okay?
No, that's so great. He's social. I love him.
No. And people are over until like 3 in the morning. No. And I'm kidding. I'm making a joke.
No, you're not though.
You're not joking, Lauren. You always do this. You're not joking.
I'm joking. I'm joking in the sense like I know it's not fucking weird. I know it's a normal thing to do.
Doesn't happen to like hanging out with people.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, you don't like people. We know.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm just making fun of him. Anyways, his friends were over. And then guess what? I pulled out the Ethel Ambrosia.
Oh.
I go, guys, good occasion. And everyone, it was like 20 people. And we all like, huzzah. And we all had a jello shot.
A little loud. Or Naz's laugh is screeching in my ears.
I'm sorry. Is my microphone way too loud?
You're a little high.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know you gotta put me lower.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Sorry if I blew out your ears.
Anyway, we all did a nice huzzah. And then people got kind of fucked up. No, like,
really? Oh, yeah. God.
So they're gone.
They're gone.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. But that's my Ambrosia story.
Okay, great.
I love it.
Here's a topic that a lot of women don't talk about, but nearly half of them experience it. It's thinning hair, and a lot of them experience it as early as the age of 40. And if you're one of them, I know it can feel scary and stressful, and that actually only adds to the problem. You know, stress and hair loss go hand in hand. But now it's time to take charge of your hair growth and make the next few months of your time. This time that we have maybe a little bit more extra time, right? A little more extra time for self-care. And it's time to get thicker, fuller, healthier hair. 30 million women experience hair loss.
It's crazy. And most people don't feel comfortable talking about it. But like you were saying, Ash, on top of thicker, stronger hair without lasers or chemicals, what's awesome is Nutrafol's ingredients may also help you get a handle on better sleep, stress, skin, nails. Like, it doesn't stop at just hair. And the reason why I love it is because 77% of women saw improvements in just 90 days. And
that's
extremely impatient person. It's so easy. All you have to do is go to visit Nutrafol.com and take their hair wellness quiz for customized product recommendations.
Yeah. So if you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing your parts getting wider,
and you're tired of teasing your hair to cover it or parting it a certain way, and you're worried the wind's going to blow and it's going to expose you, start taking Nutrafol. Just see it as an experiment and you'll see a difference in 90 days.
Yeah.
And you guys can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using our promo code GETIT to get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere, by the way.
And it's spelled Nutrafol, Nutrafol.com. And the promo code is GETIT.
When you go to Nutrafol.com and use our code, you get free shipping on every order and you get 20% off Nutrafol.com. Promo code GETIT. It's the best offer anywhere. 20% off. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code GETIT for hair as strong as you are.
So, Naz, I wanted to talk about Hamilton. She watched it yesterday on Disney Plus, and she's, of course.
So the three of us have never seen Hamilton. We've all obviously wanted to, just like the rest of the world, and now it's out for all the masses to see.
And also, it's like a bajillion dollars, so I've never seen it, and I actually bought tickets for me and my parents.
It's a bajillion dollars to go see, hence Lauren's story. Tell what Hunter's dad was.
I just posted on my Insta story.
Wait, but let me lead into it.
Yeah.
I want to lead into that now that it's out on Disney Plus for the masses, because it wasn't accessible because Hamilton's so hard to get tickets to and expensive. All these people are coming out. Like, you know when you go to watch a movie and people are like, the book was so much better.
Yeah.
Now there's all these show. I saw the show trolls.
Yeah, I'm sure the experience of going and seeing it was magical and iconic, and no one's taking that away.
I've never seen a movie of a musical that was adapted from Broadway, hence like Hairspray, Rent.
No, but I mean, this isn't a movie.
Yeah, it's just, I know. Yeah, but yeah. Anything that I've seen on a flat screen has never compared to what I've seen in the theater.
But I've never seen...
But however, Hairspray... Fucking close.
But have you ever seen a show? No, just in a, you've never seen a show in a movie. Form.
They've adapted to a movie, but it hasn't just been
this
the show.
This isn't an adapted movie. This
you guys,
is like
I know it's
the
just
show.
The show.
Yeah,
I know it's the show.
That. I've
I know.
Seen that.
Have
I know.
You seen that?
No, it's never really been before.
Done. I mean, so you might like it.
It exists in the world, of course, but it's not often done.
People are saying, my friends who have seen it that aren't being annoying are saying that it is actually 10 times better to watch now at home.
Depends on
your
seat.
Because you can see everyone's face.
Totally depends on the seat.
And you can like, it's just way better, like everything's so perfect and you see everyone's facial reaction, and I was like, damn,
did they
I'm
film
so
this like
happy.
During quarantine?
They filmed it in 2016 over the course of 3 days, and there were cameras in the real audience.
Oh, there's a real audience.
And then there was like one day they shot just them, so it's that edited together.
So they didn't plan on this like being a quarantined release.
No, this was supposed to come out in theaters. And Disney decided to put it on Disney
Plus. I wonder how much Disney paid for that.
Exactly.
So question, does this make people less likely to go to the theater and spend so, like actual thousands of dollars to go see it?
Not me, because I have watched it and I am obsessed.
No, I think it'll just make you want to go see it more.
And I want to go see it more now. And I can't wait, because I was supposed to go in March, and Ashley and Jared were going to come with me because my parents were going to come. And then COVID hit and then they just canceled. But the fact that you could see it with the original cast.
Yeah, that's like, amazing.
He's so sick. Oh, it is so nice. Genius. And Lin-Manuel Miranda is just, he's my Beyonce. Like, he's Puerto Rican. He's just so genius. I love it.
Lauren and I have always, and we really hope that we don't hold this grudge, but like, our favorite musical. I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast before.
I'm sure we have.
I mean, after 4 years. Bloody Andrew Jackson is a satire. It was a rock musical based on Andrew Jackson's life. And it came out 3 years before Hamilton was off Broadway, I want to say. And Lauren and I just kind of like...
Ultimate.
We're like, was the timing wrong? That like Bloody came out at that time? Because if I watch this and I see that it's like so similar, I'm going to get really mad that Bloody didn't have its time.
Yeah.
But Andrew Jackson isn't in Hamilton.
No, but it's still a parody of a president.
Well, Hamilton wasn't a president.
No, Hamilton wasn't a president.
Well, yeah. But still around...
A historical figure around that time.
It's about our founding father.
Yeah, but it, like, it was around the enough time.
Right.
Similar time period.
I don't know. I don't know if it could ever... It's so genius
well,
and dope.
No, but that's the thing. That, like, we believe that Bloody is truly the most genius thing that's ever like been. So we... anybody who's seen it, please holler at us.
Yeah, anyone that's seen Bloody and who has seen Hamilton...
And part of the cult following.
Yeah. We need the opinion. But anyway, the little funny tidbit that I just posted was, what does it fucking say? It's that meme of the kid who's like about to explode because he has to say something. Usually it's referred to as like needing to say you're a vegan meme. But it says people who paid $700 to see Hamilton on Broadway, trying not to brag to every single person who watches it on Disney Plus. Hunter, my boyfriend's dad, DM'd me back to that and goes... We paid $1,600 per ticket.
I can't.
And he goes, it was absolutely the best show we've ever gone to. Well worth the money.
I thought he said best $1,600 I've ever spent.
So I thought that was very funny too. But he had to say how much he spent because you gotta.
Could
say.
You imagine? It's like you spend that much, and then afterward, it's done. But it's also like a wedding. Like we spent that much, and then afterward, it was done, and it's just a memory. But some memories are truly worth that cost. Yeah, so 100%. Perhaps Hamilton is one of them.
I think it's just I don't know if there's any like piece of art that's been made that has had such a significant impact like worldwide.
Yeah.
And the fact that he took American history and made it into raps that are sick and all founding fathers are played by like people of color is like so iconic
that
and genius.
Very cool. See, that's
it's literally the coolest thing ever.
See,
it's
very cool.
It's very Bloody though, because you should have seen. Well,
did they have?
No, they. they just like the way that they made fun of the
founding fathers.
They weren't founding fathers. They were like the clique.
You got John Quincy Adams. You got the second generation in there.
Yeah, you had like governors in like, you know, it was more second generation.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But they like just the way that they made them so funny. But like they did rap and then like
yeah.
rock and then Bloody Bloody was oh, like rock.
I need to watch Bloody Bloody.
No, you can't.
There's just not nothing. They just out don't there
have
like that,
it. They but, don't like.
Okay, so here's my
even on like Broadway.net. No, like they don't have
no. So this archive? Is my proposal wow. to all. All you Broadway people out there, if a show is closing, why don't we get one of the, why don't we get a Hamilton on Disney Plus or on some other streaming
just
service
record it.
That is a 100%
throw up. I'm so nervous, I'm so anxious about Bloody Bloody.
No, because so it's like I don't want like that. That's the only kind of art that you can't go back and revisit once it's closed.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some shows are on like Broadway.net and like
yeah, you I know. Buy, you,
it's like a subscription service.
I know, but yeah, not all ones, of them.
Yeah, like In the Heights. So what made Lin-Manuel Miranda yeah, famous know. Was In the Heights. If you're listening, you don't know, and he that I can't find any. Anywhere, and I've been dying to watch it because the movie was supposed to come out this summer. Now yeah. it's coming out next year.
Yeah,
it's the only story about like a Dominican person in like big pop culture way.
Yeah, yeah. You can't recreate that.
And
film
I'm like,
it.
I'm like, I can't find it anywhere. All YouTube's like high school well, versions of it. And I'm like, I want to watch. I don't live in New York. Like, yeah. I want to watch it.
Be happy the movie is coming out though, because at least so you'll have it in happy. Some. And you never saw it on Broadway, so it's
I
not like you.
It. But it's
not
a
like
movie.
You forget
it's
it.
A movie movie, which I love, but I also want to see the show.
There's so many. The movie adaptations are almost are
well,
very good.
When all this shit's done, they'll probably bring it back to Broadway if the movie's
oh,
successful.
Yeah, the oh, movie
yeah,
does
that's
well.
True. So
probably
then I'll go
will.
To New York and I'll watch Hamilton and
yeah.
In the Heights.
Yeah. So, but like, you guys, isn't that like a. Like, why doesn't it go on stream? Because apparently.
Now.
There's like professional recordings yeah. of all Broadway musicals. It's like in like the Broadway library or something.
Because that's their livelihood and that's how they have jobs.
But yeah. when it's people closed.
Visit. Oh, when it's closed. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
When the show has been closed, yeah. why can't we have something to remember it forever?
Like Book Love of Mormon that. Or like...
Rock of
yeah,
Ages.
Yeah. yeah, Rock of Ages. Like, why don't we have that? That's so weird. Like, Rock of Ages, you'd say you have the movie.
Yeah, you have the movie. We don't have a Book of Mormon movie.
No, there's no Book of Mormon movie. I like, never saw it.
Like, put actually, Dear Evan, that would not adapt to a movie.
But like,
very
put
well.
Dear Evan Hansen the show up yeah. online. Like, I would love to see that.
Yeah, but it's
I
not
love
closed
Ben
yet.
Platt.
But Hamilton's
it's
not
still
either.
Open. Everything's yeah, I mean, closed now.
No, but I mean, I don't mean closed because of COVID. I
it's
mean,
still going,
once the
yeah.
show is no longer running
anyway,
on Broadway,
we'll talk to our Broadway friends. We'll make it happen. Don't worry, everyone.
I mean, it really yeah. makes sense.
I can't. But can you guys watch it soon? Because
yeah,
it's
we're definitely
so,
gonna watch it. Soon.
Daveed Diggs plays Lafayette, who I think is my favorite, and Thomas Jefferson. He plays like both.
Sexy
and Thomas Jefferson has so much sexual appeal in Hamilton, but his like lines are just oh my god
I'm so excited.
I can't wait for you to watch it because it's also just the story. I didn't know much about Alexander Hamilton.
I don't know anything except for the duel.
He is a very
you're gonna
good man.
Love it then. He's yeah. so
him and John
dope.
Adams were very close and they really respected each other even though they're on opposite sides of the bench. They were very cute.
I
oh,
think
really?
I think Jared and I should actually really watch the John Adams documentary not documentary
HBO
the mini series yeah. because
oh, that's a good one.
We both like history so good. And all that stuff.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Cool. Okay, well, anyway.
I have something else.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've said this. Something I don't get. I know if you're listening out, Lynn and Mark, I'm so sorry, but they, Hunter's parents, they name their cats and fish all the same name.
No.
What? So there's Mikey 1, Mikey 2.
Like when Mikey 1 died, Mikey 2 came.
They named him Mikey 2.
No.
But then she has a million like beta fish, and then beta fish die, and then you get another one. They have been like 28 Mikeys.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, but Mikey's the worst pet name.
Wait, Mikey is the cat and the fish?
Yes.
Mikey is an adorable pet name.
Are you kidding? Mikey is adorable. Mikey is a guy you play kickball with like at 3 p.m.
I've never met a Mikey in real life. I think of Mikey the cat just because, you know, Hunter's cat from like high school. Yeah.
Why did he name him Mikey?
I think it's
cute. I don't know the origin of Mikey, but I think it's so funny. Like, I could never imagine naming, when Gergi passes away, naming another Gergi.
That's so weird.
So it's not weird.
Too.
Something you don't get, eh?
Yeah. Well, that's actually, I have many thoughts on, actually, everyone's been asking thoughts on our last podcast.
I was going to say, I think this is probably the time to talk about it.
So, I don't know.
Where to start?
Well, start with like the things that you texted us last week. Right. I can pull them up.
Well, there's,
March 15th.
Yeah. So I know them in my head. So basically, if you guys didn't listen to last week's podcast, we had Monica the Medium on. 2020's
it's a must
been crazy.
Listen. Like, if you've ever listened to one of our podcasts, make it that one.
Yeah.
If you're ever
insane. She, I have a cousin who passed away in 2014 of cancer, and I've never talked to him about like anyone. I didn't even make it to his funeral. I felt like a lot of guilt about it. My brother was really close to him, and me and my brother are going through stuff. So it was just really interesting that he came through, and I actually haven't, it's really hard to put into words, but I've been so busy that I haven't had time to really process how I feel. I'm actually going to do that this weekend when I'm like out in nature, but it's just so crazy because he came through to her, and he knows how religious our family is. Like, he literally told Monica to tell us, like, I know, like, mommy and poppy aren't going to believe this. And so as soon as we recorded, I was driving home and I told my mom to call my aunt and uncle because they live in the Dominican Republic, and to tell them to like stay awake because it was already evening here. And I told them about this, and then, and I was like, I'm going to upload the file when I get home on my computer, but I just want to make sure you guys stay awake. And so then when I got home and I was uploading it, they text me and they were like, we don't, you know, we're very devout and we don't know like if we believe, and, but we're very eager to hear like what you have to say based on like what you're saying. So I was like, oh, like I knew this was going to happen. And so, yeah, they listened to it and they called me and they said that they were holding hands and they were crying. And my family's very private and very religious. And like, I choose not to be, like, I'm very open. I have a podcast. So I'm trying to like walk the line of like just sharing. So I'm going to share a couple things with you guys, not like everything, but basically.
Can we at least say that like everything that you told Monica, I don't really know, I'll have to ask, was like confirmed.
Was like so confirmed, I can't even describe exactly, Ashley. So basically the first thing she said, Monica kept saying there's a watch, and my uncle texted me a picture of a watch, and he said, this is the only thing Pedro left me when he died, and I wear it every day. And I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, she kept saying March 15th, and he goes, yeah, that's Pedro's birthday. And I was like, oh my God, like I forgot. Like, I don't know. I have so many cousins. Yeah. Like, I don't have them all memorized. Yeah.
I wouldn't know when our cousin Sarah Melvin's birthday
like,
were.
Oh my God, that's like his birthday.
Yeah.
And then she kept saying that there was a photo hanging up in their house that she sees of them. And like Monica's exact words. Yeah, she was like, they're on a mantle. She's like, I can't tell if it's a painting or a picture.
And it looks like both.
And his best friend made it for him. And it's hanging in between his sister and his brother's room. And I think I'm going to post a picture of the watch and the photo in the Facebook group after this podcast goes up.
Okay.
But it was just so insane. The last thing I'll share with you guys is that he...
Kind of goosebumps all over again.
The woman that he was dating a girl, and she just recently got married. And so he told Monica, like, I know she's moved on. They actually never met in person.
It was just like a phone.
It was like through phone, right? Instagram. It was sort of that relationship. And she's the one that listens to his voicemails all the time. because she kept saying someone's listening to a voicemail.
So
and so
great. And then didn't she say like I think that she moved on and she's happy and
yeah,
like,
he was like I know she's moved on. Yeah. I'm happy for her and she just recently got married.
So crazy.
So it's just I've always, you know, like I said, once you grow up Catholic, you're always Catholic. Like I believe in God. Like I have spirituality, you know, like I've always believed in an afterlife. But I think when we were all interviewing Monica, I was just like, okay, this is one person's opinion on afterlife. Mm-hmm. And then that happens and it's so mm-hmm. life altering. And yeah. you guys were here with me. And like, I feel like no one I've told
believes it
as much as you guys, because you were here next to me.
I want to know what the listeners, how they responded to it. Because when we tell people too, like I'm excited to tell people.
Can you Google Naz and her cousin? Can you?
And that's what my aunt and uncle thought too. Cause you know, they're Jamaica Republic. I'm like, you know, the niece that went to Hollywood, you know, and they think that I probably talk about things all the time. And I'm like, I've never mentioned. This was before I even met Ashley.
Yeah, Lauren and I were like, oh, I didn't know she had somebody who died because he died before we were friends.
Right. And I've always carried that guilt. And I just now I'm like, well, now that this happened and it was so unexpected and I had no idea. Honestly, guys, I thought like my grandma or I've lost my two grandmas in the last 2 years. And I was like, I thought she was going to come through and yell at me. So my heart, that's why I was like, my heart's beating. Yes. Like, I don't know.
But it's very
but
interesting
it was
that
him.
you said your heart was beating even before she started reading.
Yeah.
You it were was. Nervous.
I was
the
so
whole time.
Nervous. And but I don't know if I thought it was my grandma. And then it was just so him to like be laughing and be like, isn't this cool?
I know. Like, I liked his personality through her.
He's the best. And he just knew that our family's so religious. And so I think his mom has found a lot of peace. I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She was like, I want to sit with this. So I'm going to call her again this weekend. But she's more looking at it as like a sign. But his dad and like his sister and everything is just.
If we had wish we recorded the video.
I know. We didn't record the video on Zoom. But either way.
Either way, you can hear. But watching her be like, someone's here. And like literally imagining him like whispering in her ear kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
But so like I was saying, we were interviewing her guys. And I believe in an afterlife. I believe in aliens. I believe in a lot of stuff. But now I'm like, this isn't a belief anymore. It's more closer to fact. And that's kind of, I think that's what I need to process. Like, this must mean that everything Monica said before he showed up is true about the levels and the soul contract. And I'm not telling anyone that's listening to believe that. I'm just saying when it happens to you, you're kind of like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
I agree.
Insane. Yeah. And a lot of listeners actually have reached out. This one girl reached out. So sad. She said she was listening and her father passed and she really like wanted to connect with him. And she messaged all three of us actually on Instagram preemptively because she was trying to see if I could put her in touch with Monica.
But
it was before
end.
Monica admitted that she doesn't do readings anymore. And
I felt so bad.
But she said so many people are like, I'm finding so much peace. Like this means that my mom's around.
Yeah.
So I hope people just know that like they are around and they come. Oh, and you know how he came through music? So Pedro was a DJ before he got cancer.
Yeah.
That was like his like Jack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like he loves music. It's just so crazy. Mm. It's crazy. Like, what do you guys think?
I think it's
Do you think there's levels? And she said there's no hell. Like,
everyone I talk to and talk about this experience, they're like, cool. I'm just like, shut the fuck up. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's crazy.
There's just no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, the no hell thing is very nice. Nice.
I believe that. I'm okay. I believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that just lingered with me the entire time is like, wait, so we get to be reunited with our family and the dogs?
Yeah.
It's like very cool. She like said, you're there with your family. And I was always like afraid of reincarnation. Like, it's like, oh, well, what if when I get there, they're not there anymore because they reincarnated? Yeah. If that was a thing, you know, because I mean, I'll always be open to like the thought of it. But like, I didn't like that idea necessarily, you know.
Did
like,
she say if your family member could be on other levels? I remember you asking her.
Yeah,
I what did
I,
she
but
say?
I don't know that you're not reunited if you're not on different if you're at different levels. Like in some way, you might still be.
You might still be reunited.
Yeah,
it's cool that he had like gained his weight back and grew his hair back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just I don't know, guys. I'm like shaking. It's so. What does this mean? It puts so much. It's so hard to put into words that so much of my life is put in perspective. Like. Just this year in general, everyone's going through stuff. Like, is what we worry about, like, does it really matter?
No.
Can we, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Oh, and then my friend that lost her dog recently said that she also got emotional when he said he was up there with a dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like if you've ever lost a dog or a pet, it's like they go to, like, all totally. Go to heaven.
Well, you know that I heard Lucy's footsteps, remember?
Yes.
When she just passed, I remember I woke up to like her nails on the kitchen floor twice. Oh. And then just remember it was like 3 days after she passed away and I was in a hotel filming something. And I remember I went from like lying down one side, like crying about her. And then I flipped over to like my other cheek and like she was there.
Like right there.
Like I could just like feel.
Lauren's crying.
But like it was like I like felt like a warmth and like I smelled her breath. It was like
real.
super crazy.
I feel like
so that was very comforting to me. Those
I feel like
moments.
When you get to heaven, Ashley, like I feel like I already know Lucy's gonna be like the first one to greet you. It's almost like you know when dogs wait on the other side of a door. You know what I mean?
Oh, my eyes are burning.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do
that. Why are they burning?
They always burn when they start to well up.
Really? Guys, I'm sorry. But you know when dogs wait on the other side of a door for you to come home? Like, I feel like she's going to be, like, the first one.
We're going to have a lot of dogs by then, hopefully.
I know. You guys have, like, you have your own section of heaven with white little dogs.
This herd of little white fluffy dogs.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh, it's I can see it.
I need to read. Very hot in here. I'm sweating.
Very sweaty. Okay.
I need to read Monica's book, though, on everything. I want to know more about soul contracts and stuff.
Jared hears about Lucy every single day. It's like, he must think it's like the weirdest. He's like, this is the weirdest fucking thing. He's like, I hear this dog's name every single day.
I thought it was the coolest thing about you when I met you on Paradise.
But I met you on Paradise when Lucy was still alive.
I know, second Paradise.
Yeah.
When she
came through the clouds.
No, but she was in the episode. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best. It was the greatest dedication
and
that anybody could ever have.
Wells walked down the stairs.
It's weird now, right?
I don't know. I think it's like so great.
No, the Lucy in the clouds will never be weird. It's funny that it is associated
Lucy
with
in the
that.
Sky. Lucy
yeah,
in
Lucy
sky.
In the sky. Oh, how cool.
Such a good name.
Cool.
Was there when I have questions for you guys when it was happening, was there someone that you guys wished had come through that you guys wanted to talk to? I feel so bad.
Lucy and grandpa.
Yeah, Lucy and grandpa probably.
But like, how cool would it be if Lucy came through?
Well,
that would be very weird,
but it probably wouldn't be as definitive.
Yeah,
like, can dogs like, translate?
Well, dogs apparently yes. She says it can come through pretty clearly,
but
like,
what are you gonna say? Like, I miss
you
walks.
Treated me
like
so
do you remember
well
when we
okay.
did this
yeah.
and like do you remember like that on the bed or something like that is like the kind of stuff
that
I think
would be insane to hear.
Yeah,
what if grandpa came through and just said kissy fur?
Well, then we
that would be abso-freaking-lutely.
What's kissy fur?
It's this VHS he got us when we were younger and it was like so off-brand, like wasn't Disney. I don't know who
like
created
kissy fur.
Kissy fur, like he got it literally from a side of the road from a box,
like
okay?
Definitely like in like the grocery store, like
yeah.
like container.
Sounds like a Thumbelina. Like a random
it was
deep
a bear
cut like that.
And his dad escaped the circus.
Oh my God, please don't bring it up.
It's very cute. And they make a home in the forest with all of their friends. And he.
But they were separated from the mom, remember?
Yeah, separated from the mom.
Wait,
to
wait.
The circus.
Deep cut.
Deep cut. Deep cut.
Wait, I need to write this down. Kissy fur.
Kissy
oh,
fur.
I can't even bring it up.
Anyway, I didn't like it when he was alive because I was like, this isn't Disney. This isn't like, I don't know what this is.
Right. Like, it's
I was
weird.
A little brat, right?
Yeah.
And
did
then when
you
he
really
died.
Not? I feel like.
Yeah. But when he died, and then I watched it, and I was like, this is really cute. And I was like, this is really cute.
Oh, it's like kissy.
Oh, my God.
Fur. Help me. 1986.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's the cutest little bear ever.
It
will be the first thing that my kids get to watch.
Yeah.
American.
Oh,
it's aired on NBC, which you know what that means. When Peacock launches, maybe Kissy Fur will be on there. Yeah, it's going to have all their.
I'm heartbroken just watching this.
Oh, my God. They found clothes from her trunk. In the woods.
When grandpa
what?
Died, I had a similar reaction because one
what's your
time,
grandpa's name?
Dominic.
Yeah, Dad Dominic.
Grandpa Dom?
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Really cute.
I painted his face once and then I scared Lauren.
Aww.
Because I made him look like really like I look like made him look like a Monet.
It was very scary.
And Lauren
very,
like ran
artistic.
Away.
A Monet like painting?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what?
And then there was another time I remember I didn't want my mom and dad to leave the house. They were just going to like go run like some errands and like get a break from us. And right. the grandparents are going to take care of us for a little while. Right. And I said, no, you can't leave because grandpa's mean. But I was like, grandpa was never mean. Like,
you just
was,
didn't want them to
I
go.
I just didn't want them to go. And that's right. like what I said.
So,
and like, and now, and forever, I feel guilty. And it stays with me. And that was from first or second grade.
No, I want you to not feel guilty about that.
See, like, being a grandpa, it's like your grandkid says you're mean. Are you going to think about that?
Yeah, I think so. But then again, you know, kids say stupid things all the time. Like,
kids say
I would
the darnest thing.
Yeah.
Like if my kids said that about dad,
like Lauren's mean.
When I was about to like leave the house, like I would also
like, he
know.
Is very scary.
I would. No, I think I would be scary. Like, they just don't want me to leave. Like I had like,
right.
you know,
yeah, like they you're just smarter.
Yeah.
Oh, don't feel guilty.
I do feel guilty.
Don't.
It's really. I don't think he ever heard that, actually. I don't think he ever heard that.
Well, now he did. He's been in the room right now.
No, but it was something that I felt guilty for saying to my mom for just so ever until now.
But it's interesting because even I did hold a lot of guilt because I don't make it back for funerals often.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's weird. You would think because I'm such an empath.
Right.
I think I like to like grieve on my own.
Yeah. That's
but
fair.
Also I would have gone if I had the time and like wasn't launching stuff or like working, but.
But now you know you could literally talk to them and grieve anywhere because they'll be there.
But it's also cool that they just like know and watch. Like, remember when he was like, you keep taking on like new projects and you need to stop and go back and like connect with your roots. It's
this
like,
is a question. I have a
question. That's so true.
Do they like watch us have sex and masturbate?
Lauren.
They know everything.
Lauren.
Well, they probably don't really care.
As if I needed a more reason to like be nervous about orgasm.
I guess I have a question going off that. Do you think that they're like in visual form?
What do you mean?
Like as is like it a like standing like ghost? In Ghost, like the movie, Patrick Swayze, like he looks when he goes up to heaven, like he starts taking like on a spirit form.
Yeah. We need to watch that again after this experience.
Is that what they look like? Like, do they look like themselves, but in like a glowy, more like mystical form?
Hmm.
Is it like,
I would hope I look like I do with that new filter on Instagram.
the California one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
You guys love that top Californian.
I love
and it
that.
Makes me look crazy.
Well, that's because your lips are and your eyes are already big.
Is that why?
You're probably. It's all
insane.
About the lips.
I keep seeing you guys use it, and I was like, I want to look pretty, and I put it on, and I was like, oh, it doesn't work on me.
I
almost hate that filter, because it makes me hate myself even more in real life.
God, you guys are prettier. I think you guys are prettier without that filter.
No, I'm like, how do I get myself to look like this filter?
This is why Jared hates us, because we went from afterlife to Instagram filter in a millisecond.
So sorry, I'm an insensitive.
I hope to have a glow around me, like Mary.
Yeah, you look like you did when you did that photo shoot for Halloween.
I hope that we were like fabulous, just clothes.
But
up
you
there.
Feel like you're wearing sweatpants all the time.
Like that's what I kind of mean.
No,
like,
what's the
environment like?
I don't know.
And what do people look like? Are they walking around? They obviously don't have to run errands and stuff. So what do they do? Just like float around and sit on clouds and talk all day?
Well, that's the thing is, they have to try and get to a different level, right? Isn't it? If there's different levels, what does that mean?
Oh,
did you guys watch Upload on Amazon ever? I wanted to bring it up to Monica. If you're listening, it's an incredible show. It's made by Greg Daniels. It's kind of a rom-com, and it's about this girl who is in contact with a guy in the afterlife, and apparently you pay for your afterlife now while you're alive. And like you have different levels. So if you're rich, you get to go to like this incredible afterlife resort, and if you're poor, you're like...
Huh.
You don't, and you can run out of like gigabytes in memory up there.
Huh.
Upload is so good, and Robbie Amell's so dreamy. You would love him in it.
That reminds me of some other movie.
How many she falls in love with him, but he's in the afterlife, and she's sort of like his guide through the computer. There's a company, you know, that like tracks.
That was like that one dream I had where my dad died, but I was able to text him. I was only able
remember
to
we
wait,
talked to the dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
We
said
that's
that.
What I told her about. And, yeah. And then she was like, do you go to, that's right. She was like, do you go to your dad for like financial things?
So weird.
That's super weird.
We need to have the dream lady back on.
Yeah, I know. She was great.
Wow.
Wow, guys.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know, I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Well, I mean, do we address the elephant in the room?
What is it?
Lauren's moving. No. What do you mean? What is it?
I've just moved out of my apartment. Everyone, I think, knows that.
Mm-hmm. No, you have not said it on the podcast, Lauren.
Okay, I moved out of my apartment. I'm going back to Virginia, and we're gonna be fine, everyone. I'm gonna come back all the time.
She's not leaving the podcast. We're just gonna have her on Zoom, which is not gonna be as fun.
I'm gonna come back. We're gonna bank like two podcasts. Will be great. There'll be chemistry. It'll be fine. I'm coming back for my beauty treatments every 6 weeks.
I'm not even concerned about that. I'm just scared. Ashley's not concerned at all. She's like, Lauren and I don't go 6 weeks without seeing each other, which I know is true.
No, we actually, I think when we lived apart, because everybody's like, oh my God, how are you guys gonna do this? Oh my God. And I'm like, well, as much as I feel like I could get emo about it, we've done it like 4 times before, and we've never gone more than like a month or 3 weeks without seeing each other.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm emo about it, I think, because you've experienced it, so you know it's not that big of a deal, but I haven't. And to me, I'm like, oh, I'm losing one of my best friends in LA, like, is moving home.
Well, you may not see her as much as me because I'll be going home part of
exactly,
the time.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I'm seriously.
How could I not be sad about that?
I'm going to be back every month, 6 weeks. I'm not kidding.
Okay, no, well, we'll see.
She's not kidding because I know that beauty calls.
Oh, cool. I love that you're coming back for filler and not for Naz. But fine. Okay, cool. Oh my
God. The thing is, she can't really get injected over the phone.
Yeah, she can find someone in Virginia, and then we're screwed.
That shit is so expensive. First of all, in Virginia.
I know you spent like $800 on Botox.
Oh my God.
I think it's because like everybody here does
it's
it. That like it's
oversaturated here, so you got to be competitive.
Like supply and demand. Like, the supply is so high here.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's like I do $9 a unit. I do $8 a unit. You know.
Damn,
it's fucking $16 a unit. We can't do that.
Got her forehead injected.
Maybe you should go to school for that and start injecting people over there.
I that would be mine. And then Lauren and I could have a dual salon where she does lashes and hair, and then I could do like injectables.
And I'll get them for free, right?
But like I think like the only thing that would really stress me out about going to school for that stuff would be like, what if I just don't have a natural skill to do that?
You do. You have a great eye. I think
that's so much responsibility. That's like maybe more responsibility than like
you never really do anything with your hands. Like you're not really like a hands eye coordination person.
I'm not a hand eye coordination.
So that's a problem.
Person. Yeah. So
you have to have hand eye coordination.
You got to be like comfortable using your hands,
like a manual person.
You don't use your hands for anything. You type all the time.
Typing is what everyone should fucking do on their own. You know, like you don't need a skill for that.
I can't wait for it to play tennis with you.
All right, whatever.
And Jared. That'll, what do you mean? That's going to increase your hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
That's good for your future Botox dreams.
As long as, I wish there was a tennis court with like shade.
There is.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't say what it is on this podcast. Or somebody will go
start
there
taking
then,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, the sun is what
but
kills you.
But you don't live here anymore, so you're not welcome to come play tennis with us.
This is very rude.
You don't even like playing tennis.
If I was going to do one physical activity, it would be tennis.
Really?
Yes.
You've never expressed
it. I played in Virginia a couple of times. It's really fun. Really hard.
Why have you never told me this? I'm playing tennis.
Well, it's because like when we say play tennis, I mean, we go hit some balls and like I'm a fool. I'm not like playing tennis now. Like I'm like, oh, I like
no,
go bing bong,
I mean.
Bing bong.
You think I just started taking lessons in January. I don't know. I'm not Venus.
I would never say I play a sport unless like I was fucking awesome. I'd be like, oh, we can go hit some balls.
Guys will say like, let's go play basketball, and they're not keeping score. They're just throwing the
ball. No, I didn't say keeping score. I meant guys keep score and they're actually, a lot of them are good. Like, Jared isn't a pro at anything, but he's freaking... at any sport. Whoa, at any sport. But he's really good at like every sport.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. But so I'm mediocre at everything.
No, you're, I don't know. I don't know.
My parents put me ability. In. My parents put me in everything. They didn't keep me in anything.
I'm below. So I'm mediocre a bench at everything.
Player in every sport.
What was your favorite sport that you
my least
most
favorite?
Enjoyed?
My least favorite, I could tell you, is okay. soccer because okay. I would like run all the way to the end and try and kick it in the goal, and it was so hard to. And then some loser would come up and kick it all the way back,
yeah,
and they'd be like, "Come on, come on, come on!" And I was like, "I'm not running all the way down there. I just ran all the way down here."
Soccer made me no. I never played soccer. Like. As in a league, like we were, my mom was not a soccer
You're
mom.
You're constantly running. That's miserable.
Yeah, but that's like basketball. You go back and forth like that.
But the court is it's, half I the know, size.
I know. And you have five other people passing it and you're catching. This one, you're just running and running and running.
Soccer always seemed horrible to me. I don't even want to put my own kids in soccer because it's like also you're worried about tripping over that ball
yeah,
and getting
same.
Like it's, under the sole of your foot and like caught in between your legs.
That must be the most hand-eye coordination you like
There's
feet,
no
leg
hand.
Coordination.
Feet coordination.
You know what I mean? You
feet
know
coordination.
What I mean.
Wait, okay. So on the previous topic, Lauren, I want to know, like, so Lauren, you know, you guys, she's pretty antisocial by choice. She likes it. But like, I wonder if like when she goes back and she literally doesn't have any girlfriends there and no sister, whether or not she's going to be
crave
like,
it?
Yeah.
Well, you need to not pick up her phone calls all the time because then it's not going to be a difference.
I highly doubt I'll crave it. Highly.
Yeah, so, I highly doubt you'll crave it too.
So you're not going to miss this, like what we're doing right
no,
now.
No, I'll miss this.
No,
I'll
but
miss
no,
this.
But be honest, like genuinely you will.
Will I be like, oh, I miss those times? I never feel that way.
Wow.
Unless
you're the most, you have the biggest heart with no heart. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't get you. I don't
she
get
does have,
Lauren.
Like,
I don't either. I'll be having therapy.
You cried
session.
Over my dead cousin you've never met, but you're not even going to miss me, who you've sent it to for the past 3 years, talking about life.
I do miss it. I do
you
miss it.
You just said you don't crave it.
It.
That's missing. Craving is missing in this situation.
I don't know that I crave it either.
Well, you have like two, and this is your job, and it's also like work.
No, I definitely like. I like doing this podcast. Like, there's
never
a moment where I'm like, yeah. I don't want to. Do
no, but Ash, if you moved home, you would miss this probably. You wouldn't.
I don't know because usually when I do that, like I know that it'll come back. Like, I don't know how it would ever be
if it ended.
Like in sort of.
Yes, 100%. I would miss it so much if I knew it was done forever.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, when we were on...
Because you take it for granted.
You guys are just less dramatic than I am.
Maybe.
I think what I'm gathering is I'm dramatic.
I'm like when we were in Virginia,
it'll never be the same.
If this was the last time, I would be bawling my eyes out. 100%.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But it is a lot.
But it's,
no,
not.
I guess it's not.
She's going to record here,
okay,
too.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I just don't know. Like, it's going to... I guess it'll be weird for me. I don't know. I'm just trying not to get emotional.
Well, to
but
be determined.
I also don't even know that I should get emotional.
Guess we'll find out.
I lived here by myself for a whole year and I didn't even have a husband.
Yeah.
I was single as fuck.
Because you can be alone and you love yourself.
Thanks. Do you guys know that I went from Jared not confessing, not... I went from Jared being just my friend to shopping for wedding dresses in 6 months. I realized this the other day, and that is bizarre.
That's still very
it's very unhealthy for me to have you as a friend. Because when all my friends are like, you gotta go on another date. It's gonna grow on you. You can't have... The guy that gives you butterflies is not your husband. I go, false.
Literally.
Ashley, I example number one.
But
I,
like
know,
I try
know you're
to
the exception.
Yeah, but I try to tell Naz, I'm like, I think the butterflies should exist when you're not like in a solid relationship.
We don't got to get into butterflies. Okay. We've talked about it at nauseam. I'm just saying having you as a friend and an example is very unhealthy for me. Because I'm like, I want to fight for my knight in shining armor. I don't want anything less than that.
Are any of your friends... Who are these friends that are telling you this? Like, I know Caitlin said it on the podcast, but she was like, definitely, she said she wasn't a true, like, she didn't need to jump Jason's
You're
bones,
not my,
but
don't
you
feel
know that he,
guilty.
She like felt an attract, some sort of attraction.
Yeah. And don't feel
she
guilty.
She thought he was attractive.
Because my best friend ended up with her high school sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And my friend that sparked Heartbroken Anonymous is now going to marry the guy that broke her heart because she came to me.
that inspired Heartbroken Anonymous.
Right.
So to me, a lot of my friends have that fairy tale ending.
Yeah,
I
think most of them kind of are.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is when other people tell me no, I think of like you and those two friends and I'm like, but I can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sucks for
and
me.
I just think that you should probably give Mr. Big another whirl.
I was actually going to tell everyone that I am taking a break from dating. I just decided, you know, dead cousin Pedro's right. Like there's a lot on my plate right now and like the pandemic makes it weird and hard. So yeah. I'm just taking a step back maybe the rest of this month.
But you're not thinking that maybe like you should text Mr. Big?
I don't know. Because I'm dating people and I'm like, well, I have a better connection with Big. So I'm comparing them to... But then I have to remember who Big is and why that failed.
The only reason that he sucks is that every time you have a great time and hang out, he doesn't continue anything afterward.
No. The big reason he sucks is because he doesn't have a high EI, emotional intelligence, where he can't express his emotions. And I don't think I could be with someone that, like, I'd have to, like... beg them to tell me how they feel all the time and
every
try and figure it out.
Every man is like that at first. Yes, he was. Jared is the only time. Okay, yes, Jared is. But if it wasn't for me being like, I can send you off. Are you in a bad mood today? Are you cranky? Like, he admits it now. But, like, he'll never be like, hey, can I talk to you about my feelings right now?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, maybe every now and then. And then, like when he was super emo back when we first started dating, he's right there. He's listening to me. He was like, he was way more emotionally open because he knew he had to be. But as soon as we like got together, he wasn't that emotional anymore. That's because he's a man. And like, they don't volunteer them that often.
Well, the guys outside playing on guitar do.
What?
So yeah,
what guys outside?
I don't know, the ones on the sidewalk.
No, you're hard. Schizophrenic.
they're saying
Nats,
everything.
You can't write off Big because you can write off Big probably because he hangs out with you, has fun, and never texts you, and then doesn't talk to you afterward.
But not for the reason, he doesn't
express his emotions for me voluntarily.
Okay, what about the reason that like I have to do all the work and that even if we were back together, no, I would then have to
I'm
call
saying.
Him.
That is what I'm saying.
That's something
that
he
is
change.
That's
annoying, but you have to tell him.
No, I deserve someone that's going to come to me and realize how amazing I am.
I think he needs to, he's going to grow up.
He's at the point now that he's probably grown up. Like, doesn't he want to settle down now? Like, at this point?
I think you need to give it a shot till it's dead or just have it be dead.
Here's the thing. You know what's a truth that I'm realizing about myself?
Yes.
I think as much as I preach, like, I want my man, I want my person, like, I think I come off that I'm more dying to settle down than I actually am.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think if it happened next year or the year after, I think it'd be totally fine as I am now.
Yeah. Okay.
And
great.
I think 2020 freaked me out because I knew I was going to have so much time to date this year. And then COVID happened where I was like, oh, I got to get back. I got to get out there. I got to make up for lost time. But now I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to like want to do it and be in the space.
Well, it comes when you least expect it.
I mean, I want him, but I want like the right him.
You mean him as in Mr. Big?
Whoever he is.
Well, I still think it's him.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's not him.
Okay, great.
But it's probably not him.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand why at a certain time, why like a guy wouldn't want to be like, you know what? I'm tired of like random girls and going out.
But that's how I feel. So it's like, shouldn't he then pick up the phone and be like, hey, I'm ready. I messed up. It's like, I'm here.
I don't know. Well, you guys, that was the I Don't Get It podcast for today.
That was a great podcast.
That was a fun ramble. Rumble.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, we should do that for the new year.
Okay, bye.